Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in abundance from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The mornings on the Sea of Galilee are calm. Fog and sand weighted haze gets trapped between the hills that surround the water, and it's broken up only by the sunrise streaming in from Jordan in the east. The waves roll gently to the shore, washing over the smashed basalt rock and the sand that line the water. Truth be told, this sea is a lake. Its fresh water comes and goes from the Jordan River, which flows in and through it, 13 miles only in length. The land, St. Jerome writes, is the fifth gospel. It too tells the Jesus story, which takes place not on paper and not in our memories, but also on the ground, on a lake. You would never guess that these hallowed waters play host to another marvel in this modern age. Of course, I'm talking about 60s and 70s era rock music. It's true. In the years past, when my family lived there, we would see boats cruise all over the lake, shepherding tourists to holy sites to the backdrop of the likes of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Donna Summers, The Beatles, and even, sometimes, Wings, Paul McCartney's other less well-known band. Silly love songs, right? Okay, I don't remember the exact playlist from our trips to the lake, but the genre totally fits. Now, here in Minnesota, we know lakes. It doesn't take much to draw us into the touch of the morning dew on the grass path that leads us to the shore, or the smell of the morning breeze, the sound of the gentle tide, the sight of the sunrise mirroring off the water, or the taste of that fish-flecked fresh water that kicks up from the boat. Maybe it's Lake Minnetonka, or Harriet, or Mille Lacs, or Gitchigami, or Caribou Lake. We know lakes. Peter, too. Peter is at the lake, on the north shore in the Galilee, watching the boats lap up the tide, waiting for the fish to come in. It was just days before that Jesus, having just risen from the dead, came to Peter and the disciples with only one word on his lips, peace. And Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit. To which Peter tells his friends, quote, I am going fishing, unquote. Yes. Back home, back to his boat on the lake to catch some fish. Peter was a fisherman by trade, by training. It's what he knew. And what Peter didn't know was what to do with the Lord who died and was buried and was raised, who spoke peace and now was eating the morning catch around a charcoal fire on the shoreline, which is where our story starts today. You see, it's right here in what Peter doesn't know, doesn't understand. We hear what Jesus knows. He asks, Peter, do you love me? Once, twice, three times. And on the third time, Peter says, you know everything. You know that I love you. Now, as the flames flicked the charcoal, Peter was no doubt reminded of another charcoal fire he found himself around only days before in Jerusalem. Peter swore to follow Jesus, to change the world. He had hoped for a revolution. You can almost hear the song that Jesus whispered to Peter and to his later disciples, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. You say you want a revolution? Well, you know. Peter's Lord, the one who would change the world, the one who would save him and everyone else, was taken away to the cross. And Jesus let them. And so Peter left him. Peter was drawn to the charcoal fire in Jerusalem when the light, his light, Jesus, was put out. And it was around that first charcoal fire that people thought they recognized Peter. "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" And three times he responded, "I am not, I am not, I am not." Lord, you know everything, including the times that Peter said no to Jesus, no to himself, and no to any sense of hope. And here is Jesus asking him questions again. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Yes. 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 No doubt these are connected. No doubt that firelight was connected. But was this some kind of balance of the scales? Peter denied Jesus three times and had to say, "I love you" three times. That kind of balance does work for our accounting. It makes sense to us. And yet we confess that Jesus has a different math, that Jesus uses different scales. Instead of one for one, he is one for all. And so if Peter, a human being like the rest of us, is capable of making serious mistakes, if he's able to follow Jesus, have a relationship with Jesus, it will be based not on the balance of scales, but on Jesus' love, Jesus' grace. So I think that in these questions, Jesus is doing something else with Peter. It's not about getting even. I think it's about moving ahead. Beyond all of the familiar failure, the imposter syndrome, the keenly felt disappointment, all these human things that we wrestle with so much, Jesus comes to Peter and lets Peter reclaim that which has always and would forever be true, that he belongs to Jesus and that Jesus will not let him go. Jesus calls Peter back into relationship. Jesus shows Peter that mistakes are not ever the end. I wonder about the places where we need to say, "Yes, you know that I love you," where we need a way forward, where we need to move ahead, where forgiveness is already there for us to trust. And so we read in these sacred texts that grace was already there for Peter. And we trust here and now that grace is already there for us, for you. That Jesus knows you and loves you and others deeply and dearly, in, through, and beyond our mistakes. And that it takes courage to try again. After the fight, after the yelling, after the loss, after the failure, after the diagnosis, after the accident. The things we do and the things that are done to us cannot separate us from God's love. They do not remove us from God's presence, and they will not prevent us from God's future. It takes heart, it takes love to trust this, to try again, to stand up after and live once more. So love is not some silly song. It is the power of God to heal the wounded, to weep with the brokenhearted, to find the lost, raise the dead, bring us back to each other and into community. Love, Jesus urges us, is all we need. His love that has been given to us. Love me, Jesus says, by loving others. And so in this love that abides, that never ends, let everything you do be done in love. In Jesus' love, which washes over you like waves that overrun the shore and like sunlight that booms off the lake, calling you and so many others over and over and over again into life and love and lasting peace. Amen.